This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Texas Congressman Ted Poe from the 2nd Congressional District, and he's also the sponsor of the National Guard Border Enforcement Act, and he's with me now to explain why he believes this is necessary and what the legislation would do. And Congressman, it's great to have you with us again.
Always good to talk to you, Greg.
You say here the bill will authorize the Secretary of Defense to make 10,000 National Guard troops available if requested by a U.S. governor. How's that different from the current way that the National Guard system is structured?
Two ways. The first thing is this is mandatory. It's not an option for the administration. It's been an option in the past. So now it's the minimum number of 10,000 National Guard troops on the border. The second issue that's different, the current handful of National Guard troops on the border are not really on the border. They're behind the border. They're in offices. They're guarding computers, if you will. These National Guard troops will be actually on the border doing National Guard surveillance and also enforcement on the border itself. And they will work with the Border Patrol and back up the Border Patrol, work with the Border Patrol, and actually secure the border.
We're talking with Texas Congressman Ted Poe, and you also talk about the money here, troops paid for by the federal government, serving under the command of the requesting governor. What kind of feedback have you gotten from Governor Perry, other governors around the country, as well as from the administration?
The federal government continues to proclaim that it's the job of the federal government to secure the border. So that's why the law will be they have to pay for these troops. And they will be under the supervision, as you said, of the state governors. The governor's office in Texas, Governor Perry's office, has given us positive feedback from this. We haven't heard from the administration. But it's not an option with the federal government. They're going to have to do this because Congress is going to force them to secure the border by supplying the troops. And this is a minimum number. If governors want more troops than this, they can ask for Homeland Security for more troops, and the troops will be on the border until Homeland Security Secretary can certify the border is secure. So they're going to be there a while.
Obviously, there's four border states, at least with Mexico, so that'd be about 40,000 troops potentially. Just how big of a difference do you think that would make, and do you think that this would be something that most governors would want in place on a relatively permanent basis?
It'll make a difference because we need boots on the ground to keep people from coming through, and they will do National Guard duty. In other words, they will be armed and they will protect the sovereignty of the United States and make sure that especially the drug cartels don't come into the United States. I think it'll make a tremendous difference. The Border Patrol supports this idea. The Border Patrol is on the front line. They need help. They ask that we send National Guard troops, and so that is what Congress has the obligation to do. That is the duty, after all, of the federal government. First responsibility is to protect the people of this country. It is a good start. I don't know the immediate results, how long it will take to have immediate results, but most of the experts, the people who live on the border, the law enforcement officers, say the answer is more boots on the ground, not more cameras. So this is what we're going to do.
Congressman, you said if the administration didn't go along with this, Congress would force him to. Do you believe you have the votes to do that?
Yes, by passing the legislation, we force the administration to put the troops on the border. It's just like any other law.
If he were to veto the legislation, do you have the votes to override that?
Well, I don't know if we have the votes to override it or not. It would amaze me if even this president vetoed legislation to put the National Guard on the border, because most Americans support the idea, especially the people in the four states that live on the border with Mexico. It would be a bad decision on the part of the president. It'd be a bad policy and a bad political decision if he vetoed legislation to secure the border.
Congressman, you and I have visited on this subject a number of times already this year, and each day, maybe not each day, but certainly every week, we seem to have a different story about the drug wars and the cartels and mayors being killed and all sorts of chaos in and around the border. How much of that is continuing to spill over into America?
It just happened yesterday. Falcon Lake is a lake that is between Texas and Mexico. And yesterday there were two American boaters who were chased on the lake, apparently by drug cartels, and shot at. One American was shot in the head and murdered, and so the other one fled. But I mean, this is on a lake between two nations, and you got war going on here between the drug cartels and boaters, if you will. Pirates on the lake is what we call these people. So, and just another incident every day. The incident I just mentioned to you, of course, gets very little national media attention. But the people who live on the border live in fear.
Congressman, any feedback from your constituents on this? Sounds like most of the folks, certainly at least in your part of the country, seem to like this.
Yes, people in Texas and the border states support this idea and want the troops down there immediately. And this is something that we just have to do. The country's been talking for years about border security. Nothing really has happened for a good number of years. Now it's time we actually do something. We protect the borders of other nations. Why don't we protect our own border? So send the National Guard on the border.
Any chance this gets brought up in the lame duck session, or is next to Congress more likely to be the time for this?
Well, we'll bring it up in lame duck session, but as you know, we're held hostage by the Speaker, and she determines what pieces of legislation come up for a vote. If we don't vote on it, then the lame duck, we'll bring it back up in January. We'll continue to push the issue until we get the legislation passed.
We'll certainly stay on top of it. Congressman, as always, we appreciate your time and your insight.
Thank you, Greg.
You bet. Texas Congressman Ted Poe represents his state's 2nd Congressional District. For many years, also a judge down in the Lone Star State. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.